Despite his second-place finish in Kansas, Mitt Romney did pick up a few delegates in caucuses in Guam, the Northern Marianas, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and he won the county conventions in Wyoming. But there may be trouble lurking for Romney as the GOP race moves to Alabama and Mississippi this week. These reddest of states are proving to be a tough sell for his campaign. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that Romney is trying his best to connect with the Republican base.
On this swing through Dixie, Romney seems to have picked up a new twang.
Morning, y'all. Good to be with you.
And a new diet.
I got started right this morning with a biscuit and some cheesy grits, I'll tell you. Delicious.
Some of us have been saying y'all all our lives, and you know it. But you take somebody from Massachusetts who says y'all, you know he is not from here.
Biloxi, Mississippi Attorney David Allen still hasn't decided who he'll vote for on Tuesday, but Romney's not in the mix.
To me, too much of what he does is scripted, and I'm just not real comfortable with that.
The Romney campaign is doing what it can to overcome the perception that the candidate is out of touch by lining up bona fide Southerners to vouch for him. He has the endorsement of Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant and the popular former governor of Alabama, Bob Riley. Friday, at a tractor company in Birmingham, Randy Owen of the country music band Alabama opened a rally for Romney.
Can I get everybody to say, yeah!
Owen talked about his own working-class roots and encouraged his native state to support Romney.
I love this man, and I love his family, and I love what he stands for.
Grady Thornton of Centerpoint, Alabama, was in the crowd. He's a Romney delegate and says the issue is not whether Romney can connect with working-class voters.
I'm not looking for somebody to play golf with. My wife is not going to have tea and tennis with Ann. I'm looking for a leader.
Thornton likes Romney's executive credentials. He acknowledges the obstacles Romney faces in the South, particularly with Christian conservatives troubled by Romney's Mormon faith.
I'm also a Protestant. And when my Southern Baptist friends ask me about his faith, I remind them that the last two presidents we had that had some association to the Southern Baptist faith was Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. And I ask, well, how did that work out for you?
Despite Thornton's argument, religious voters in the South generally line up with one of Romney's rivals, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum or former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Natalie Davis is a political scientist and pollster at Birmingham Southern College. She says Romney isn't connecting with the Republican base here.
Well, when you ask voters, you know, does he share your values? Is he one of us? You don't get a resounding yes when they're talking about Mitt Romney.
Even if he doesn't win Alabama or Mississippi on Tuesday, or Louisiana later in the month, Davis says that doesn't mean Romney will have trouble here in the fall should he pick up the GOP nomination.
The best thing Romney has going for him in November in the South is his opponent. There is so much animosity and visceral negative feelings about President Obama Romney wins in a walk this November in the Deep South.
Retired real estate broker and Newt Gingrich supporter Dodie White of Montrose, Alabama, is one of those voters.
Honestly, I don't care who runs against Obama. I'm going to vote for them. Any of them. I don't care which of the three get there. I will vote for them to get him out of the White House.
Authentic, y'all or not, even a candidate perceived as out of touch with average folks isn't likely to change a red state to blue. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.